Hey y'all, my name is Lacey.
My name is Shelby.
And welcome to our podcast about two moms who are best friends going through everyday life. Raising babies, raising hell, talking about the ins and outs from motherhood to best friends to reality TV.
Yeah, all the messiness of momhood.
There you go, messiness of momhood. Yeah. Let's get into it.
Yeah, what are we going to talk about first?
Goodness, what is there? There's so much to talk about. Let's talk about how bad my heartburn is right now. Because oh, yes. I'm dying.
Tell the people, though, if this isn't just normal heartburn.
No, this is not normal heartburn. This is 28 weeks pregnant. Suffocating heartburn.
But also, you can't attribute it to just that because you have a pasta issue. Let's tell the viewers.
I do.
And you love some red sauce. So, you know.
I love acidic-y things.
Yeah.
So. And I tend to love them more when I'm pregnant. For what reason?
To kill yourself.
I don't know. I guess so. But it's... I pay for it. It's like last night. I had a Subway sandwich. There was no acidic on it.
I mean, but I feel like bread is kind of like a heartburn starter.
You think?
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know where in my head I got that.
Did you pause it?
What?
Oh.
What?
I thought I heard them coming downstairs.
Anyways, yeah. No, I don't know where I heard it, but I heard somewhere that bread can cause you to have worse heartburn.
I mean, I would believe it, but it was just turkey and cheese, and it was toasted for all the people who were like, you can't have deli meat.
Oh, gosh.
It was toasted. It was warmed up. I rewarmed it when I ate it after my husband brought it home. But yeah, I dealt with that all night last night, and...
Well, okay, but maybe it wasn't the sandwich. Maybe it was something else you ate that day.
Could be.
Yeah.
Could be the blood sugars, too. If the blood sugars are too high or they're too low, then that helps kick up the heartburn.
Yeah.
It's fun to be a type 1 diabetic and pregnant.
It's rough, I bet. I wouldn't know, but yeah. I could just imagine.
It's like real bad.
I just had a baby 7 months ago, and I still freshly remember just, I would say, like, a normal pregnancy is rough. So, can't imagine dealing with that and an ill, like, you know, disease or whatever you want to call it. So.
Yeah. Autoimmune disease.
Yeah. So, I mean...
Some days are better than others, and that's all I've got on that. I mean,
but also like a toddler and a being pregnant, like that's rough. Like I feel like if your first pregnancy is like easy because you could just lay around and do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But when you're pregnant and you have another kid, they're like mommy, mommy, mommy all the time, and you're like, I just want to die.
Especially
towards the end when you're like big and, you know.
It's definitely an adjustment because, like, I have a weight restriction right now, so my kid wants to be picked up because she's not feeling well or she's tired, and I can't do that because she's over my 15-pound weight limit, so...
My baby's over your 15-pound weight limit.
Your so 7-month-old is over my 15-pound weight limit, but I'm not gonna...
You don't follow that.
Yeah, I can't. I cannot not follow that.
Sorry, doctor. We're not listening to you.
I'll listen to you on everything else, but I have told the baby. I have told the baby.
Yeah. I mean, she's right there on the border. So, I mean, as long as she doesn't gain any more weight, right?
She can gain the weight afterwards.
Yeah.
I need her to stay where she is for right now. But I don't know. I feel like some days my days run together. And I don't know what day of the week it is.
You're getting pretty close.
Yeah. What, 11?
End of February, right?
Yeah. End of February, beginning of March. I think that's longer. Like 11 something weeks.
Yeah. What do you, how do you feel though, you know? Another baby, another kid. It's been 5 years now.
I know. And I really didn't want such a big age gap, but
yeah.
It was out of my hands.
Yeah, life happens.
I will say I'm a little nervous. I mean, I'm not out of the game by any means. But it's been 5 years. And like I said, I'm not out of the game because obviously there's Amelia and
right.
I worked at the daycare. So like, but I don't know. I definitely think it's going to be different this time.
Yeah.
So we'll just see how it goes.
I will tell you from my experience, my kids are 3 years apart. And sorry, dog's going in the background. it's totally different. Like the two of them, my girls, they're, I feel like my first daughter, Eliana, was so like hard as a baby. She wasn't hard, but like harder than my other daughter is now. And I'm like, I think you're tricking me into having more kids. Like, isn't that what the first is supposed to be? But my first was like hard. And my second seems so easy. I'm like, I think y'all are like backwards.
I think it's going to be different for me.
Yeah.
I really do because Emma was a breeze.
But that's how they say. They say the first is easy and the second, you know, the first makes you want to have more. But it was not my case. Sometimes I had days when it was just Eliana that I was like, maybe you'll be my only.
For a long time, I didn't want Emma to be my only, but for that little window where my husband and I were trying, I was like, maybe it's not in the cards for us. Maybe Emma's going to be the only child. And it definitely took some adjusting to kind of wrap that thought process around.
Yeah, I have to say I felt that real hard after... You know, we had our miscarriage and stuff, and the doctor told us, you know, well, you might not have more kids, like, it might be your only kid would be, and I was really sad, because I guess I was a little naive, and, like, kind of was like, I could have kids so easy, like, you know, and
I,
that was
totally get that,
but I think now, like, in my head, I'm like, all right, you know, like, I've adjusted my thinking, like, if this is all we have, this is all we have, sort of thing, so.
Yeah.
And if I had known, you know, like, I would have just adjusted the thinking. I would have been grateful for what I have. But, yeah, that was rough. So I get that, you know.
I mean, this time around, it was harder because I did fight the infertility. And, I mean, I have so many factors that fell into that. The diabetes and... the thyroid and just everything, like, it took a lot for me to wrap it and get it set into my head that if Emma's the only one, Emma's the only one. And there was nothing I hated more than going a week or so off a missed period and taking that test and then seeing a negative, like, that shit's the worst.
But you
and
know what? I mean, that shit hits home for a lot of, I feel yeah. like a lot of people, like, it's not talked about as much. And that's another thing, like, I want to talk about things like that on this podcast, like things that people just don't talk about, like, they just
yeah
think,
it's because
just,
it's
like,
not
shoved, it's shoved into a closet, like, how many women, like, literally, you
how
know,
many doctors, like, write off infertility.
Exactly.
You know?
Like, I had a doctor tell me, oh, well, you have to be trying for a year before we consider medicine. And I'm like, that's crazy. Like,
yeah. I was told the same thing. And I was like, but that's what you don't understand. I had my daughter 5 years ago.
Right. And it's not
it has
like
been
you,
well past a year.
It's not like you haven't been trying in those 5 years either. So it's
right.
like, obviously, you know.
Yeah.
Can we just go ahead and get the ball rolling? But, yeah.
And, you know, my heart goes out to the mothers who don't have that choice, you know,
exactly.
don't have the choice in carrying yeah. their own baby yeah. or whether that be from infertility or to an illness or whatever, like, I can sympathize with that. Not completely, but it sucks.
Yeah, yeah. I mean,
it's hard. And it's kind of, it's sad to me because, like, I know a lot of women are like, oh, pregnancy hormone this and pregnancy hormone that. And I'm like, but some women crave that because they're never going to have that experience.
I used to hate when people would tell me, like, when I'd complain about, like, oh, I just feel crappy today. And they're like, well, I mean, at least you get the chance. And I would be hurt about that, too, because I'd be like, I've been through this. Like, I know that this is a miracle. But you can still complain about a miracle. Just like when people are like, fuck those kids. Like, I love my kids, but you know what? Sometimes, fuck them kids. Like, amen. I mean, it's just, like, you can complain about something and still be eternally grateful that you're, you know, allowed right. to have that experience. So.
Because if I sit here and complain about my marriage, that doesn't mean that I'm going to turn around and divorce my husband tomorrow.
Right.
That yeah. means I just love his big ass head and he annoys me.
Yeah.
And sometimes I want to sit here.
Thanks, babe. I love you too.
Sometimes I want to sit here and I want to tell my best friend that my fucking husband's driving me crazy.
But that's the
point. And I just want her to agree with me, which 90% of the time she does because my husband does the same
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Yes. I swear.
We're like twins.
Yes, I was just about to say that. I swear we're married to the same person.
We are, except Tyler is the extrovert and Nate is the introvert. But they're the same person.
And Shelby, I'm also your cousin, so it's kind of in the blood.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
For sure. But there are also sometimes, like, me and Tyler will do stuff that's, like, the same or whatever, and then you and Nate.
Oh, yeah.
Or, like, the same person. So, it's just a weird friend group here. You know, friend, family, all the things. Like,
you know what it is?
We're, like, not a triple, but, like, a quad group. Like, we're just a group.
There is no separation.
Of parents and, you know, friends just raising their kids together. We should have a commune or whatever it's called. A mom brain.
A commune?
A commune, yeah, yeah.
There's plenty of space out here. But what it is sometimes I can be the female version of Nate.
Yeah.
But I can also be the female version of my husband. That's why we got married, because we collide so well. But then you can also be the female version of Tyler and the female version of Nate. That's just how I see it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, we're just, like, the four of us are just, like, all the same. Like, sometimes we're different. It's just.
We might as well be glued to the hip.
I mean, that's what I'm saying. Like, we literally spend all our time basically. We go, like, it's just, like, the other week. Like, we had been, like, a week since we'd seen each other. And I was like, I'm going through withdrawal.
It was 3 days.
I was going to say, I think it was, like, 3 days.
No, maybe it wasn't last week. It was at one point.
I was only gone
to Fort Worth for 3 days. And I saw y'all the day I got back. And yeah. I saw you the day before I left.
Because yeah. you texted me that Saturday when I was leaving to go to Fort Worth. And you were like, what are you doing? And I was like, I'm going to go to Fort Worth. Considering you just left my house Saturday morning from a sleepover.
Like, literally, we live 20 minutes from each other, and I swear, I spend more time at Lacey's house than I do at my own house.
Can y'all believe that it only took me 13 minutes to drive back here last night?
Well, were you speeding?
No, actually, it took me 25 minutes just to get that Subway sandwich after
That's
midnight.
That's crazy.
That's a good husband. Let's just go into another, I guess. We'll start a new topic. Because mom brain, I forgot what we were talking about.
That was partially my fault. My apologies. Yeah. I'll go back to producing over here until y'all start roasting me about what Tyler did to piss you off this week.
Well, that's a perfect thing. We'll just go into it.
Oh, here we go.
Thanks for a topic.
I will say, babe, in my book, you've done pretty good this week. I mean,
Well, I've been sick as fuck all week.
Yeah.
all week long. I've been down. Like, I called off sick twice this week because I've been so sick.
I mean, we've all been sick. Even, yeah. Like, I feel like I haven't been sick, but, like, I haven't been feeling well because, you know.
Right. I haven't been as sick. Like, the boys and the girls have definitely been
sicker. Yeah, they got sicker. It rough. Yeah.
But I had some days. I think I'm to the point now where it's kind of catching up with me. Like, I'll wake up in the morning, and it takes me well over an hour to come to life. Like, my throat is hoarse. I can't move my body. Like,
yeah.
Some of it probably could be the pregnancy.
I was going to say. But, yeah. I mean, I get it, though. But, you know, the weather change and shit could be that, too. It's just, it's everything. But, yeah.
I mean, we were all negative for flu and...
The doctors just
common cold and everything.
Upper respiratory, you know, just it's not like anything, you know, big, but it's just normal.
No, I just had a cough and fever on and off fever and just feel like general death.
See, I think for my girls, it's just been like cough. Like, yeah. Amelia does have like an ear infection, but I mean, that's kind of separate, I think.
I think Nate and I have like the same symptoms right now.
Yeah. I don't think he's had a fever, though.
Oh, he did. He had 102. When? That night y'all left here, a couple days, about a week ago.
Oh, yeah.
Like, he made you drive home because he felt so bad.
Yeah, I remember that, yeah. Yeah, but...
He literally called me and was like, my temperature's 103.
Oh, wow. He's such a man baby when he gets a cold.
Every man is. It doesn't matter who you are.
Yeah, I mean...
I'm not terrible.
You're god awful. You're
pretty
the worst
bad.
Of the worst.
I don't know. I'm so sorry. Nate might be up there as a runner up. Like, but I get my problem is like he'll say he doesn't feel good. I'm like, okay, we'll take some medicine, and then he doesn't want to take the medicine. He just wants to sit there and complain about not feeling good.
That's Tyler.
And I'm just like, take the medicine. It'll make you feel better. Like, we literally went to the store before we did this podcast, and I was like, do you want more cold medicine? He was like, no. And in my head, I was like, you fucking idiot. Whatever. I mean, like.
Because I would just rather lay in the bed and just not get out of the bed.
I guess for me as like a mom, like I know that's not an option. So I feel like dad should be the same. Kind of throwing him
and
under
here
the...
comes Nate with a baby and a puppy.
And a dog. And she's not even asleep. Oh, well.
She's living her best life.
Yeah. But yeah, I mean like as a mom, like you don't have the option to just stay in bed. So I feel like
no.
I should give dads the same thing. And you should be up moving around. Take the medicine and get with your program.
And you know what's crazy? We're going to get into that. As a mom, you can't just lay in the bed and what I like to call rot.
And you know what? That's all I wanted to do this week because, you know, period pain and shit. And it's just, yeah.
You guys should really try. Just rotting in the bed and to get rid of your illness is like the best thing ever.
I would love to just try, but what... the state of my house gonna look like and my children when I get out of the bed from rotting?
They will survive, I promise.
Are you sure? I don't think they will.
By the bare minimum, they're gonna survive.
No, hold on, let me preface, because my husband's back here doing the okay face. It's not that I don't think that he would take good care of them. He is a good dad. I just don't agree so much with his tactics. My house looks like a tornado runs through it when he takes care of them for an afternoon. Which, you know what? Do what you gotta do.
The home is for free expression, not for good impression.
I just think, in my mind, like, I can take care of the kids and do other things. So I have a problem of expecting the same from him. We're working through it.
I don't trust our girls to do anything without me watching them the whole time.
I watch them and do stuff. It's multitasking.
I would love to do nothing more than lay in the bed and rot. And technically, that's what I should be doing by my doctor.
Do you know how hard...
But I can't. There's something... The wiring in my brain does not allow me. I'm one of those freaks of nature who will... find something in anything to clean just because my house has to be clean.
So when I was pregnant with my daughter, my youngest, I had to go on bed rest at 33 weeks. And that was literally, I mean, it was torture.
Did you actually stay in the bed?
I had to. My doctor said I could not. I could get out of bed for 30 minute exercises. So that
Please tell me you had a bell. You just rung the bell whenever you needed Nate.
I had like a, I had my phone or like, I would call him. Has not left my nightstand. But it was ready to be used. In my mind, I was, you know, big pregnant and I was like, oh, this is going to be awesome. He's going to have to do everything and I'm going to get to
have and to cater to
I'm going to get to rest. And like maybe the first week it was cool, but then afterwards I was like, oh my God, fuck, I just want out of this bed. And I would get up and I would do stuff and you can ask him. He was like, go the fuck back to that. And I was like, no. He would yell at me. He'd be like, what are you doing? Go, you're supposed to be on bed rest. And I'd be like, I can't lay in the fucking bed anymore. And he'd be like, all right, we'll sit on the couch. And I just physically could not sit down. Like, I had to
be. Yeah, I mean, you know, bed rest is just not laying in the bed. Like, you can lay on the couch.
Yeah. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, you're not supposed to be doing strenuous activities.
Yeah, like, you can't, like, polish the floors and wash the baseboards and grab a toothbrush.
I would go to the bathroom and I would be.
Resting too kicks in at that time. So, like,
I would
really screwed.
Yes. I would be literally, this is a true story. I went to the bathroom and as I'm peeing, because, you know, sometimes it takes a long time when you're pregnant to pee, yeah. I was looking at the floor and I was like, ew, that's filthy. Got on my hands and knees to scrub the floor when I was supposed to be on bed rest. Like,
you know, it's
fine. That's the shit that I was doing.
I'm bad right now, only being 28 weeks.
No, it gets so bad.
The time is coming, buddy.
And then when they tell you that you can't do it, you want to do it even more.
Even more, yeah. But that might just be a woman thing. I don't know.
It would be nice to rot in bed, but I don't think I'm physically capable of doing it.
I'm not. I'm definitely not.
And I will say, he was trying, but I just have really high standards, and I know I do. So, you know, it's just, I'm hard to please. And I feel bad for him.
I feel bad for my boy, too. He was so terrified of you yet last night. It was unreal.
I was really mean last night.
He literally, we left here because, like, I mean, we have our own podcast show. And so like, we were going to record our, you know, first introduction chat on our show last night. And, like, you're ready to go to bed. And you had to work today. I mean, it totally makes sense.
Yeah.
But you left here and you, like, spit out the driveway all emotional and shit. Like, nothing to do with him. You were just in your mood.
This is my first period postpartum, you know, 7 months, yay me. So, you know, it's been almost 2 years without a period. And so the hormones are hormoning and I'm a bitch.
We literally walked in the house. He's like, bro, I'm in fear for my life.
Oh, God.
Like, I don't know if I can stay.
And so, like, you want to pack this up and just do it in your garage? He's like, I mean, that's probably the better idea. So we packed up all our equipment, set up in the garage. You know, just to make it easier, so got there, and we're driving down the road. He's like, "Dude, I don't remember her acting like this before. Like, this one's bad."
I remember I was in the kitchen. I was cleaning up from dinner, and Tyler was like, "Babe, we're gonna go over to Shelby and Nate's house." I was like, "What are you talking about?" He's like, "We're just gonna finish recording over there," and I was like, "All right."
But you know the funny part is I literally went home and went to bed. Like, it was nice, I guess, that y'all came, but, like, you just recorded in the
garage. It's not like she was going to sit up and listen to
but
you.
But no, it's not like podcast. It's not like he came over and helped. I mean, he helped. But, like, you know what I mean? Like, it wasn't, we went to bed. Like,
we made sure we took care of the dogs.
Yeah.
We made sure everything was ready. He made sure you were good, and you were just like, nah.
I mean, yeah.
Into the garage,
I mean?
Like, did our thing.
Like, they helped.
I was left alone to clean the kitchen and the dishes by myself.
You know, he, like, helped for, like, maybe 10 minutes, and then I went to bed. I'm not saying, like, he didn't help, but, like, you know, like, it was just, that's just the way the timing worked.
He did what you needed him to do.
Yeah, I mean, that's just the way the timing worked, though, you know what
and
I mean?
And at the end, like, did you appreciate that gesture? Or was it just, like, as whatever?
I think in the minute last night, I was kind of like, what was the point? Because I...
Fuck it.
Well, because I just... the way the timing worked out, you know what I mean? Like, I was already home. Like, by the time y'all got there, I was already home. Kids were ready for bed. Like, I kind of already gotten things done.
Like, you were only, like, 5 minutes ahead of us. That was fast.
No, it was about 10.
They were already pretty much ready for bed when we left your house, though.
Yeah.
So I just kind of went home, threw my bags down, and, like, laid down, you know, like, it. I mean, I appreciate the gesture, I guess I should say. Like, I appreciate the fact that he came. He realized that I was in a bad spot and he came. But the timing didn't work out for him to be the most helpful, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, what's going to be really great is when we get this podcast studio set up for both of our shows, it's not going to be cold. Because I tell you, when we got there, we set up in the garage, and we finished our two-hour session of recording, my toes were, I'm sure they were purple. It was so cold in there. Well, I don't know how this man works in his garage. Because
he leaves the garage door cracked. It's 30 degrees outside, so I bet it's 30 degrees in the garage. If he closed the garage, it might be warmer in there.
How many times have we brought this topic up today?
I mean, I literally went out to the garage and I was talking to him and his fingers are like icicles. And I'm like, do you want me to close the garage so you can warm up? No, I'm fine. I'm like, this is why you're fucking sick.
Yeah.
Because you're sitting in the freezing cold for multiple hours a day. I mean, he just spends all his time out there. It's like his solitude away from us.
Not me.
I mean, wasn't that your idea to move out in the garage?
No. He complained that his office was in the girls' playroom, and he was like, I don't want to share, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, well, jokingly, I said, okay, well, why don't you move out to the garage? And then he just took it and ran with it.
Yeah, and then you rearranged your whole living room and
kicked
him out for good.
I did. I mean, some nights it's good. I'm like, good, get away. When he pisses me off like he did yesterday. But then
sometimes, go sit in the garage.
Sometimes I'm like, fuck, are you ever going to come in the house? Like, literally, was it last weekend or the weekend before? I don't know. It was one of these past weekends when we weren't over here because we're always over here. He literally spent the whole fucking weekend in the garage, like, by himself. Just, he came in every 5 seconds and was like, just, you know, he was just in the garage for majority of the, and I was just tending to the kids by myself, like a single parent for most.
Been there, done that.
So, yeah, it's a blessing and a curse, I think, that garage. It's nice sometimes when he, when we have the, what did he do to piss me off sort of situation, I'm like,
yeah. He just needs to insulate the garage and live his best life.
That's the thing, though, okay? The living his best life thing. Like, sometimes...
He really will live his best life and never come back inside.
Exactly. And then I turn
into... That might be a win.
But then I turn into a single mom. And sometimes that's a little stressful.
Yeah. That's how I feel when Tyler's at work. I'm like, it's only 24 hours, but I'm losing my marbles.
Yeah. I mean, like I said, we went like a whole weekend basically where he was just like in the garage. And now this is my thing, okay? He's not here so I can say it and he can't argue back with me. But he says he's working. He's like, oh, I gotta work overtime. I gotta get out cases. And I'm like, bitch, I know you ain't doing that. Because your Xbox is out there. I know you're just playing games with the, you know, saying you're working, whatever. Like, no. So I'm like, or he's like, can I just decompress? I'm like, decompress?
From what?
What are you doing? I'm in here single mom and what's that, Reba McEntire song all up in here? Like,
right. You went and worked all day at school and then came home and continued. All he's done is fiddle farted, fucked around. So.
Yeah, I don't know. That's
telling you, the men have it easy.
That's the shit that pisses me off every week. Like this week, the one thing, or I should say the one thing, the most heinous thing he has done this week was yesterday. I texted him at 6 in the morning or whatever and was like, hey, I need you to get the dishes put away and the laundry done. You know, and then come home at 3 o'clock and is any of that done? No. And it's like, seriously, what the fuck? Like, if he had texted me, I was like, hey, having a lot of work to do today, whatever. I mean, just like, at least gave me some.
I don't think I'm gonna be able to get to it.
It just gave me some heads up that like it's not gonna happen, so I'm not like expecting to walk in the house and see it done. Maybe it wouldn't have been such a big deal, but like, I came home and I was just like, are you kidding me? Like, just it sent me over the edge. It had already been a rough day, and I just over the edge.
I get it. I mean, I'm home 90% of the time. But, like, if I ask for help, I need the help.
Well, I said, like, in the I need you to do this. Not, can you do this if you have to? Like, I need this done. And it's just like, it just felt like a slap in the face, I feel like, you know? He's sitting here looking at me, by the way, since you guys don't have a camera to see this. Just choosing not to repute this.
Well, it sounds like Nate's been in the doghouse this week.
I mean, like I said, I think I've been maybe a little rough on him because of the hormones, but...
Over emotional.
I'm happy you can take the blunt end of this for us this week.
Yeah.
I'll stay innocent.
Oh, Tyler's beyond innocent.
Yeah.
It's just... no, it's not. It's not even... This week, he broke my toilet. Couple weeks ago, broke my bed.
At the most inconvenient times.
Yes.
Breaks the toilet seat.
Was it literally yesterday you broke the toilet seat? No. It was like Wednesday. It was this week.
I broke the toilet seat yesterday. Well, it was already broken.
Was it yesterday or was it Wednesday, though?
It was yesterday.
No, it was when y'all went to Dallas.
It was Wednesday.
Wednesday.
So I lifted the toilet seat up and it just
kind of
cracked.
I don't know anymore.
I mean, I could just pee on the toilet seat, but you know, y'all like it.
Whatever.
It just cracked.
Tyler is destructive, and he is gonna be grounded from coming over to my house if he keeps breaking shit.
Well, the shit just keeps breaking. I'm just...
You're the common denominator.
The bed was not all my fault.
To be determined.
It was already kind of cracked, two different places, and then I kind of just flopped on it and... fell through.
Sent it overboard.
Yeah, no. I mean, that bed is a piece of shit, but still.
Which really sucks is it was a brand new bed.
It literally is a brand new bed, and it's, I mean, it's just falling apart. At this point, I'm about to turn it into firewood. Like, I'm so pissed at it. And I'm tempted to write a review and be like, your bed fucking sucks, but I think I'm past the, like, review point.
The return date.
I'm like, stupid fucking bed. But yeah, it's just this week, I don't know. It's just, I have to say now, because I feel like I'm coming out of it now. Like the periods and all that. Like the hormones are regulating maybe.
Getting back to normal.
Yes. But this week, I just look at Nate and want to stab him in the face. Like, I don't know. Just something about that face of his, I just want to eat it.
That's a felony.
That's why I haven't done it. You can think it. It's not illegal to think it.
I think a lot of the times that I just want to slice my husband's throat from end to end, but I'm not gonna do it.
I haven't done a single thing that would make you want to do that lately. Have been on my absolute
oh my gosh.
Best behavior.
Whatever. We literally were driving back from the store today and you called us. No, not even that. He called us basically to complain.
Yeah.
We were like, hey, can you get dinner started? And he was like, no, I'm doing something. Like, what the fuck do you mean? Get the dinner started. Like, what is more important than helping your wife? He's like, nah, I'm doing something. I'm busy. Don't you know I'm busy? And then I was like, what the And then he just hangs up on us. Like, no.
Listen, pick and choose your battles wisely. And I promise, this time is coming. It's coming.
And just, yeah. You're not innocent at all in this.
At all.
Do you have what your husband did this week that pissed you off? Just that top tier, just star of the week.
He's been okay this week, but... something that irritates me to no end. Just makes me want to wind my fist up punch him in the face. It's when I ask him, like, to clean Emma's nose because she's been sick. So it's been dry snot or boogies or whatever.
You literally grab it with your bare hands. It's so disgusting.
Yeah, that's what moms fucking do. I have no other choice.
If I don't have a tissue or baby wipe right next to me, I'm going to clean it with my fingers and then I'm going to go wash my hands.
That or the sleeve of your shirt. Like, whatever you have nearby.
Oh, God.
Sometimes. This last week, my kid has turned me into a human tissue, which is kind of gross. Yeah. But like,
literally, she'll walk up to you and wipe her nose on your shirt and walk away.
It's so bad. She's wiping her nose.
At least she's wiping her
nose. Take the wins where you can get them.
But my biggest problem is...
This week, she learned how to blow her nose.
See?
Tyler won't. He won't do anything with boogers. And I'm just like, oh my God, wipe her nose. It's not that hard. Just wipe it. And he's like, I can't do it.
See, that's just the thing I find, you know, just a little irritating. It's just the fact that...
Nate just walk over there and grab her boogers off her nose?
I'm not asking you to just grab her boogers like I do.
Not
I'm
asking that. You to
what, I got tissue? A tactical tissue box in my pocket?
There you got baby wipes. How many freaking bathrooms in this house or tissues or toilet? Like,
right.
You could just wipe it and figure it out.
This is a very big house and requires lots of walking to get anywhere.
Exercise.
Not if we're up on our floor.
Nate and I haven't hit the gym in over a month.
Exactly. That's so you can walk fault. To get a tissue.
I'm just making excuses up at this point.
Anyways.
That's what you're good at.
My thing, just as a general issue, is just how the fact that dads and guys can choose what they get to do, and moms just have to do it.
Yeah.
What if I hate boogers, all right? Boogers make me want to throw up. Do I get to choose to not clean my kid's nose? No. Because it's got to be clean. Literally, I had to suck my kid's nose today with one of those nose Fritas, which means I have to put the thing in my mouth and suck it. And that's so disgusting to me. But you know what? It helps her breathe. So I don't get to choose to not do that just because it's disgusting. So, you know, must be nice to be a dad.
Oh, yeah.
What are you making a face for?
I thought I heard our children yelling, but I guess not. If something happens, we'll know. Yeah, that's probably the only thing that's irritated me. Or the fact that he can sleep peacefully at night.
Oh, yeah.
And I can't.
What's that meme? Like, it must sound different on the dad's side of the bed. Like, the baby, you just must never hear the baby cry from that side.
There's that. I mean, because he didn't with Emma, but I don't sleep anymore. And when I'm awake, you know, watching reruns of NCIS while he's just snoring away.
I mean, what can I say? I mean, you knew when you met me a long, long time ago.
I can fall asleep anywhere.
I can fall asleep anywhere. I'm very difficult to wake up, but when you wake me up, I get startled.
Oh, God, I hate that.
My brother does that, too.
I don't understand. Maybe it's a Taurus thing. Because Emma gets startled, too, sometimes when we wake her up. But you...
Because we're aggressive people.
Yeah. No doubt. But every time I try to wake you up and you jump like that, it scares me. And I hate it. It drives me nuts. But what I really hate right now is the fact that you can just roll over and go to bed. I can barely move in the bed. Let alone get comfortable and just close my eyes and fall asleep. Mm-hmm. I wish I could do that. I want nothing more than to do that.
Yeah, well, I guess this is a good ending point. We'll have a lot more stories to tell. about our husbands.
And we have so many years worth of stories.
Oh, I mean years.
But I mean, we even have Lacey's stories. Snapchat memories. And
oh. Snapchat memories.
I mean, we could go on and on for hours, you know, but that would turn into a very long and boring, probably, podcast.
Well, I will say, as y'all's producer, everybody, make sure you follow on TikTok. There are going to be some memory Snapchat posts.
Oh, yes, yes. We'll have lots. But like I said, there'll be lots of stories. This is just what it is, guys. Just sitting around, holding babies, venting about our life, you know. We'll come together. We'll get more organized maybe, you know. Get better.
Testing the waters is what I like to call this one.
Yeah, testing the waters, definitely. We'll get more structure maybe and, you know, have different fun things to talk about. Guests, all sorts of things, so.
Hot topics, all of it.
See y'all another time.